our shelter, God is our strength, a very present help, a very present help in troubled days. God is our shelter, God is our strength, a very present help, a very present help in troubled days. Do not be afraid when troubles come, though the earth would shake and the mountains fall, we shall not fear. God is our shelter, God is our strength, a very present help, a very present help in troubled days. Come and see the wonders of our God, for our refuge is the Lord of hosts. Sing songs of joy. God is our shelter, God is our strength, a very present help, a very present help in troubled days. Be still, be still, and know that I am God. Be still. Be still, then praise your God on high. God is our shelter, God is our strength, a very present help, a very present help in troubled days. God is our shelter, God is our strength, a very present help, a very present help in troubled days. Be still, be still. One
of my favorite vacation spots is Old Quebec City in Canada. I've been there 3 times. Joe and I have been there once together. In the province of Quebec, every license plate has, in French, their official motto, Je me souviens. In English, it means, I remember. This motto is proudly displayed in many places in Quebec. My favorite place is when it's spelled out in flowers, in flower gardens. We can easily adapt this motto to Reformation Sunday, a day we remember. We remember who we are. As Lutherans, we remember Martin Luther. We remember that he posted 95 theses, articles for debate on the Castle Church door in Wittenberg in Germany, October 31st, 1517. Did you post the... Yeah. And so we also remember it so much, these 95 theses, that on October 26, 2025, today, a reformer named Andy has posted them on the bulletin board in Latin right here at St. John's, we remember. And today we remember that there were many events in the last 500 years that make us Lutherans. But we remember much more. We remember our baptism. We remember that we belong to God. By decorating in red, we remember that the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, and enlightens the church. We remember that it's the Holy Spirit who makes the church holy. We remember God's word in the Holy Scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. We remember Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham and Sarah. We remember Moses, the Passover, the return home from slavery. We remember the teachings of the prophets. We remember the teachings, the miracles, the parables of Jesus. We remember the Last Supper. We remember the presence of Jesus in the bread and wine. We remember. We remember the suffering and death of Jesus on the cross. And we remember his resurrection. Reformation Sunday means we remember Jesus. A few minutes ago, we sang a paraphrase of Psalm 46, which I wrote 30 years ago. Our worship today will end with another paraphrase of Psalm 46, a much better known paraphrase titled "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," written by Martin Luther almost 500 years ago. Psalm 46 begins by celebrating God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is a very present help in time of trouble. And then the psalm reminds us that there are a lot of troubles. Earthquakes, raging waters, floods. Such things don't happen only in nature. They happen among the people, among the nations. Psalm 46 reminds us that the people and the nations are in chaos and at war. Psalm 46 reminds us about trouble. But when we get to verse 10, there's a change. The narrator stops talking about the trouble, and God speaks. Be still, and know that I am God. God speaks. And this isn't a surprise. Verse 1 was a spoiler. God is our refuge and our strength. God is our mighty fortress. But we didn't hear it from the narrator of the psalm. We heard it from God's own voice. Be still, and know that I am God. Oh, there's still plenty of trouble in the world. People's personal lives are filled with quakes and tumult and frustrations and anxiety. People have illnesses, sometimes very serious illnesses. There's grief. Just the other day, a kid I baptized as an infant 20 years ago died in a motorcycle accident. There's grief. People I know, two people I know have lost their jobs recently. Stories like this abound. But for us, as people of faith, the stories don't end in trouble. And that's what Psalm 46 teaches us. After these stories, after the trouble, we stop. We remember. After the trouble, we listen to God. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. There's an old story about a pastor who asked a young child every Sunday in the greeting line after worship, "What did you learn today?" And every Sunday, the child would answer, "I learned that Jesus loves me." Well, after several weeks of this, a frustrated parent said to the child, "You say that every week." And the pastor chimed right in and said, "And gets it right every week." When we celebrate the Reformation, when we gather for worship, we always remember Jesus loves us. The motto, "Je me souviens," is for the province of Quebec. But Quebec City itself has its own motto, "Donde Dio fere valoir." Translated, that means, "Put the gifts of God to good use." Now that's another good motto for Reformation Sunday. Put the gifts of God to good use. Yesterday I was driving to the Laurel Highlands for a family wedding. And as I was thinking about this sermon, I realized that I need to put this sermon into practice in my life in two specific places. I hate it when that happens. And I was going to tell you about those two places, but that's the time for confession. Let's just leave it at that. But I know that in my life, I need to reform and put God's gifts, the gifts that God has given to me, into good use. We don't hoard the gifts of God. So let it be said of us Lutherans that we remember that God forgives us, and so we forgive others. We remember that we're saved by grace, so we give grace to others. We remember how God has been generous to us, and so we become generous people. We remember that God heals us, so we become instruments of healing. We remember that God is kind to us, so we participate in the kindness club. We remember that God loves all people, and so do we. We remember that God is our refuge, our protector, our mighty fortress, and so we become refuge for others. We protect others from evil. We, the church, become a mighty fortress for safety, a mighty fortress of mercy, a mighty fortress of kindness, a mighty fortress of healing, a mighty fortress of prayer, a mighty fortress of love. Yes. As Lutherans, we remember, but we do more than remember. We gather all of our troubles and we place them at the foot of the cross of Christ. And there we remember Jesus loves us. And there at the foot of the cross, we become still. And we listen to God. Be still and know that I am God. And there at the foot of the cross, we receive abundant gifts from God. And then comes the Holy Spirit to help us to put those gifts to good use. Let us pray. As we pray, think about your life right now and any storms, troubles, illnesses, anxieties, worries, or struggles with sin that you might have in your life right now. And prepare your heart to receive help from God. Listen to God's voice to you as you think about all these troubles. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. And now do this same thing for your friends, your family, and all the people you love. Bring to your mind their storms, their troubles, their illnesses, their anxieties, their worries, their struggle with sin. And listen to God's voice saying to them, be still, be still, and know that I am God. And finally, think about today's world. With all the storms, the troubles, the illnesses, the wars, the injustice, the greed, the sin, the division, and listen to God speaking to our world today. Be still, and know that I am God. Be still, and know that I am God. Be still. Be still and know that I am God.